This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Daily Digest on the Bigger Picture. I'm T. Xiao Yik with Lim Soo Ann and Shamila Gunnison in the studio. And as usual, we have two stories for you today. First up, 14 Orang Asli villagers from Kampung Kuala Ko in Gua Musang have died from suspected lung infection. And fingers are now pointing at water pollution as the source of the infection.
And following that, a video of a baby sun bear peeking out from a condominium unit went viral over the weekend, which again highlights the issue of illegal wildlife trade. So what have the authorities been doing to address this problem?
Yeah, so on that note, the government is seeking input from the public on the proposed amendments to the Wildlife Conservation Act, and this is through an online consultation process. So we're asking you on Twitter if you've heard about this. So you can, so your options are yes, I've heard about it, yes, and I'll be commenting, or no. So you can share your thoughts with us by tweeting us at BFM Radio or by WhatsApping us at 018-789-8899.
Meanwhile, here's Think by Aretha Franklin.
The Bigger Picture on BFM 89.9, the business station.
That was Aretha Franklin telling us to think. In our first story, 14 Orang Asli villagers from Kampung Kuala Ko in Gua Musang have died from suspected pneumonia. So previously, there had been reports of the villagers being stricken by a so-called mysterious illness, although it is now becoming clearer that it's actually a respiratory illness. And a one-year-old baby is among those said to have died from this illness over the month of Ramadan. And the villagers from the Batik community have been reporting symptoms like fever, weakness, headaches, and redness in the eyes.
So there have also been conflicting reports over the number of deaths, with the police putting the official death toll from the pneumonia at only three. Minister in the Prime Minister Department, P. Vedamurthy, has since explained that the confusion over the death numbers was because the post-mortem for 12 others has not been conducted. And some of those who died were travelling by foot from the Taman Negara area in Pahang towards Kelantan. They were then buried along the way. So this, I suppose, could explain the difficulty in why reporting those exact numbers was not possible.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
And meanwhile, many others have fallen ill and have also fallen ill being treated. So according to Weta, 83 villagers are being treated, with 37 more receiving outpatient with 37 of them receiving outpatient treatment and 46 of them being hospitalized. So the Kelantan Health Department has said that clinical tests have found infection in the villagers' respiratory tracts, but the exact infection has not yet been identified. So this is all pending lab results.
In a report by Cosmo, one of the villagers, one of the villagers, Zeli Shahir Khan, was quoted as saying that the tank for clean water that was provided by the Jabatan Kemajuan Orang Asli or Jakua is not functioning. And so that's why they're relying on a pond nearby for their water supply. And they believe that the illnesses are due to the contamination of this pond. They are also further pointing to a nearby iron ore mine as the source of the contamination. As an interim measure, Jakua is planning to supply raw water to these residents.
Meanwhile, the Kelantan Health Department wants to restrict contact between Orang Asli villagers and outsiders. And Kelantan Health Director Dr. Zaini Hussein said this move is to curtail the spread of the infection as it can be transmitted through respiration. Earlier today, I spoke to Puan Sri Topuan Datuk Sharifah Sabrina Syed Akil. She's the president of PEKA, which stands for Pertubuhan Perlindungan Khazanah Alam Malaysia. She visited the Kuala Ko village yesterday, and here she is sharing some updates. Puan Sri, I would like to start with the conflicting number of deaths that's coming out in the media reports and the number of people who have been reported ill. So what's the actual situation on the ground?
Okay, you have to understand, yeah, the Orang Asli, they stay deep in the forest, okay? And for them to go to report to police when there's death after death after death, I think they must have got panic, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's so far for them. And you know, Orang Asli, they don't have transport, you know, and all that. And I don't know what is Jakua doing. So this thing went viral only when they noticed that too many deaths within 1 month.
Mm-hmm.
Right, they only reported maybe two or three deaths. All right, So before that, apparently, they have their own traditional way of, you know, being their bodies and all that. So I don't blame, I don't think that, I mean, you know, you have to respect them. If they say there's 15 or 14 or 15 deaths, we have to believe them, you know. Mm. Why should they lie in the first place?
Mm.
It never happened. This is the first time.
Yeah.
So what they should do is go and investigate. Mm-hmm. But we don't look at how many people, the death of the people. And now we are more concerned about the poison that they are affecting their health. Yeah.
Mm. What exactly are the concerns with regard to the water supply? Firstly, what kind of water supply do the villagers have access to right now?
Yeah. You see, the villagers, the Orang Asli, they depend on from natural tributaries and streams.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That is their water source, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And it has been that way for thousands of years. So what happened now is this clean and uninterrupted water supply gets polluted. It gets poisoned and then no longer suitable for them to consume.
Mm-hmm.
So because I went there, what I saw is the logging, the mining, and surrounding with the kelapa sawit, surrounding with rubber trees, all that contains pesticide, chemicals and all that. So even though government built houses for them, but there's no water source there. There's no water. I saw that. There's no water. So they had to move out and find clean water. But the problem with Kelantan, there's no clean water. All their rivers have been destroyed.
Mm.
You see? So we have to understand that when you keep on drinking polluted water over a long period of time, definitely it will weaken your immune system. And it will affect, number one, is your lung, because your lung act as a filter. So that's why these are the reasons of the contamination, you see.
Are there any moves to pipe in clean water supply for these villages?
Well, the government has to do something. Chakwa has to do something. I have been to too many, a lot of villages, Orang Asli villages. Their main concern is to get clean water.
Mm-hmm.
That is their main concern now.
Mm-hmm.
And how to get clean water if the surrounding has been damaged, you tell me.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem now. That's why we Pekka do not believe in logging, you know. Do not believe in clear cutting, you know. They call it cuci mangkuk, where they do this ladang hutan. Because it will kill the ecosystem, it will kill everything. So that's why we already wrote to government numerous times, stop logging, you know. We have to think of some other ways to stop all this logging and improper manners of mining, especially. Because sometimes when there's logging, they will have mining there. Mm. Normally like that. Yeah.
So on top of logging now, the villagers are saying it's also due to the iron ore mine that's nearby. Do you know if the authorities are aware of the potential impact of the mining activities and what's going to be done about it?
Apparently, the mining there is said to have started in 20... I don't know. I'm not sure whether it's 2012 or 2016. But the license has been expired in 2017. But what we saw there, me and Deputy Minister YB Tengku Zopuri, he also saw everything. Is the mining is still operating, and with all the machineries there, many lorries there, and it's very active, you see. Well, to me, I'm sure it's due to corrupt practices, and you know, and we have, this country has extremely poor enforcement by the authorities. Eh? So however it is, we still have yet to see the investigation. I think a proper body should be set up to investigate this problem.
Mm-hmm.
And to find out, and also most important, they have to take out they have to move all the Orang Asli to a safer place where there's clean water.
Mm. And
yeah.
Apart from that, the medical facilities that are available for the villagers, what are the facilities that they can access right now, and is the treatment being offered adequate?
Well, what I saw, there's no temporary field medical facilities that has been set up. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
The victims, most of the victims, they've been moved to government clinics, hospital, and they've been taken care in the hospitals. I saw yesterday 33 in the hospital, Guamusang Hospital,
mm-hmm.
Mostly, I think 50% children. and also another 13 in critical condition, which they are in the Kuala Krai Hospital, Kuala Krai Hospital. Mm-hmm. And however, we have to be worried about the disaster management and the poor response and the what I saw is very poor response on this disaster. I mean, to me, this is the beginning of the catastrophe that's going to happen. If it started from Orang Asli, soon it will spread out. You have to understand, mm-hmm. our government, when it comes to environment, is always last on the list. Yeah, you know, government has to make look into it seriously, because this tragedy is worse than Sungai Kim Kim, because we have people dying. It is a national tragedy to me.
And so then, what do you think most urgently needs to be done?
Well, as our Deputy Prime Minister, Dr. Wan Azizah, says that, you know, she needs to look into the policies of logging and mining. Mm-hmm. And it's about time that we have to change the enactment on forestry. And if not, we will have more and more problems. As I said, this is the beginning. It's not going to be to end. Mm-hmm. And PEKA has been fighting on deforestation. Deforestation will bring bad impact, negative mm-hmm. impact to everything, to us and to the animals. You see that the animals are dying and all that, our wildlife, yeah? So it's about time we have to change the enactment, we have to change the policies, not only look into the policies, but change now. We have to change now. If not, we will have more and more problems, and we will get more people dying in long term, especially our children.
That was Puan Sri Sharifah Sabrina Syed Akil, president of PEKA, giving us an update on the issue of the deaths of the villagers based on her visit to the community yesterday.
Yeah, so this isn't the first time the community has been plagued by health problems. Earlier this year, about 120 villagers from the same community had been affected by a fungal skin infection, which happened over several months. Mm. And this infection caused their skin to become scaly and also developed pus and sores.
Yeah, and more villagers are voicing out their fears and distress over this current slew of deaths. And they're demanding for more urgent action by the authorities. Mm. So our Deputy Prime Minister, Dr. Wan Azizah Wan Ismail, has actually vowed stern action against the culprits if the deaths were indeed caused by contamination of their water source. So she's declared that the authorities will look into mining and logging activities in the area to see if all proper procedures in relation to the environment had been adhered to. The government will also be reviewing environmental policies in relation to logging and mining.
Mm. So we'll be keeping an eye on this, because as Puan Sri Sabrina said, this is, 14 deaths and perhaps counting is a huge, huge tragedy. And it's not just about whatever illness or infection it is. It tracks back to the greater issue of the environmental and the environmentally damaging activities mm. that are happening in the vicinity.
Right. And sort of just a history of not caring how these activities affect the communities that mm-hmm. actually live there as well.
Yes. And just because they're small communities, just because they're remote, doesn't mean that the impact on them is negligible.
Mm.
Yeah. Anyway, we will be talking about an environmentally related topic as well in our second story coming up. And on that, we have a question for you on Twitter.
Yes, so the Malaysian government is actually seeking input from the public on proposed amendments to our Wildlife Conservation Act, and this is through an online consultation process. So on Twitter, we're asking you if you have heard about this online forum. So your options are yes, I've heard about it, yes, and I'll be commenting, or no, you haven't. You can also you can share your thoughts with us on Twitter at BFM Radio, or you can also WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899.
So up next, better laws to curtail illegal wildlife trade. For example, the incident of the sun bear being kept in a condo in KL, which I'm sure all of you read about mm-hmm. over the weekend. But first, here's John Mayer with Waiting on the World to Change, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.